This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you. Yeah, that same game, Alex Bregman came up with first and second, one out in the eighth inning, popped out to right field.
Must have come down.
He didn't come down. He didn't pull. Remember how he was pulling the knob through the zone? He stopped pulling the knob through the zone or something.
It's real unfortunate because we were told over 162, the cream will rise to the top.
Cream.
So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe that was just foam.
Yeah. Unfortunate.
We're gonna need, he was, look, it's just one at bat, but he was very snippy after a couple games. That's all.
Yeah.
Look, no being pushed down in the order didn't motivate me. Do you know who I am? The cream rises to the top. All right. That's one game.
Yeah, it was one game.
And he had a couple.
He had like three good games after that. Three straight games.
Yeah.
Right?
What's he hitting now?
That again? Cream was way up there.
Rose to the top and then.
Rose
you know what?
Way at the top.
Yeah. Now where are we again? But everybody else. Feel good about everybody else, right?
Yeah. So anyway, no, Art, I don't. I like the police. It's okay.
Yes,
Scotty Scheffler was arrested, and all charges were dropped. I don't know if you
playing
heard.
F the police by NWA all weekend. Art asked if he was pumping that.
No, I was not pumping.
Did you see
that.
His press conference? Like, man, I just was so nervous, and I asked the police officer, "Can you come in with me? Yeah. Help me feel safer and better about this because everyone inside was tremendous. Thank y'all for your service." I knew he'd be apologetic to try to get out of this. I knew there
not
there
once though that he say.
At first they were going to do it was supposed to be a felony charge, and then Louisville's like, "We ain't doing."
Listen, stop. Louisville is. I'm sure the mayor called and said, "Get him out of jail. You know what we look like here. Get him out of jail. Get him back to the court.
I need you to stop."
Yeah. Whatevs. He put up the hand.
You know, Scotty tried to big time.
He did try to big
time. I don't know if he dragged
him. Well, did you hear that there was a stalled car with nobody in it in front of him? And so he went up on the median, went over the median.
Well, they asked him not to with the other people because there had been a fatality. Did you read that?
Well, yeah. Of course there was a fatality. Everybody knows that. There was a,
yeah.
That's why the whole street was blocked.
Right. And they're asking
But this
Scotty
was a different entrance. This was a different. It wasn't part of that. It wasn't even close to that.
No, I know, but he wasn't supposed to go up that way. Well, he says one person told him to go that way. And somebody, instead of him just telling the guy, because they tried to get him to stop, and he's like,
I ain't about that.
I'm supposed to go this
I ain't about
way.
That
like,
stopping
well, you
life.
Can roll your window down and tell them. You can have a conversation. Maybe you wouldn't have had to beg for mercy from Jeff. What's his name?
Jeff Darlington.
Darlington.
Hey, Jeff! Can you help me? Please. Jeff, I need some help.
You guys will never forget
that's
that.
On, no, that's on recording.
Can you help me?
It's on a, can you help me,
that
Jeff
too.
Darlington?
If you see Jeff Darlington somewhere, of course you ask Jeff Darlington, can you help me?
Jeff Darlington doesn't look like he can help anybody.
Is he going to break?
Jeff Darlington's going to help you.
Did Scheffler want news on a contract extension? What's he asking Jeff Darlington for help for?
Because Jeff Darlington knows the police there.
Does he?
Yeah, I don't know. No one knows. So, anyway, it was a great – and Scotty Scheffler, remember when you said he wouldn't shoot 68? Oh, he shot 66 that day. Came back in one of the great – and then he came back with a 73 for some reason. That's the first round over par in forever for Scotty Scheffler.
The PTSD.
He had
he was in shock, and it didn't hit him until the next day.
Until the next day?
Yeah.
And so he was fine the day it happened.
It delayed.
Okay.
Then he realized what he overcame, what he narrowly avoided, and then he was shook.
And then yesterday he came back with another huge round and finishes top 10 again. That's what he does. And oh, by the way, yeah, all charges were dropped. Art, how's that taste?
It's a big one for you.
Yeah.
It's a great day for John.
Yeah.
A golfer got away with the crime.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. It's, you know what? We're so downtrodden. I mean, we're victims. You know how often we're victims? Golfers?
Tell us.
And here we are finally getting a W.
List all the time.
Whitey finally got the W.
I mean, you brought it to race. We're just talking about golfers here. Okay. List all the times you guys are victims.
Uh-huh. All the times.
Cart path only.
Oh, God. The worst. A crime against humanity. Cart path only.
What are those girls called again?
Cart girls?
The cart girls don't have your Coors Light. All the crimes you guys have to overcome.
It's happened before. Running out of Coors Light.
I'm sure it has.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to be out at... are you excited about going out there tomorrow? Are you excited, Del?
Am I going out there?
Yeah, you're going out there. All the shows are out there.
Jeez.
It's going to be the best day of your life.
Are you okay? Hey, buddy, don't drop your head.
I can't believe it's the 21st already.
Yeah.
I remember when weather delayed, and I was like, man, I got a reprieve.
Yesterday.
And, I mean, that felt just a couple days ago.
No, it was yesterday. 2 weeks ago, and here we are.
No.
Here we are.
The occasional invitational. Isn't that what it's called?
It is. And
Lance, are you going to play?
I mean, John's just all – I say yes one time, and he thinks I'm locked in stone.
You're locked in.
You said yes.
You did say –
You playing? Yeah, I said – but I said I was going to do things for my wife, like you're going to – pick that up, and I forget stuff. You know, sometimes you forget things.
Well, you're playing. We got it because, you don't want to help the kids' meals? Oh, okay. It's only about eyelids for kids for you?
No.
Kids' meals is benefiting from this.
I'll kick in a 50.
Carbach Brewing Company.
Can I buy myself out?
Cypress Trail Hideout. Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage.
I do like Cypress Trail and Valencia's. I will say that.
Can I give a 50 as opposed to spending 50 on gas money?
It is a ways for you. It is a ways. You got to go all the way up.
Oh.
Dude. Well, you just keep on 45.
Just keep on going, huh?
All the way. You do have a tag for tolls, right?
I do not.
Oh, well,
why would I ever need
a 99 is a tollway.
Yeah, why would I need a tag?
You're screwed because 99 is a tollway.
Just expense it.
Hey, Todd.
You can expense it.
Gas in it, and I'm expensing the tolls.
Yeah.
You can't expense it.
That's all. That's all you can do.
By the way, I think we're experiencing issues with 92.5 again. Just so
well,
know,
no. We haven't been on 92.5.
That's what I was going to say.
It's on the Wells Fargo building. Nobody can get to it.
Yeah, just so you know, nobody can get to
it. Wells Fargo building is a disaster, is a war zone in downtown because of what happened Thursday.
With the shattered glass?
With everything. It's
so
bad.
So did a tornado officially hit downtown?
I don't know, but we lost a bunch of windows and walls.
I mean, that feels tornado-y.
Yeah, right.
No one has a video of tornadoes, but you're usually not going to see it in a big city.
Did you see the video of the tornado out in Cyprus? On 290?
I didn't
up 290,
see
yeah, in Hockley? Up there, yeah.
They showed a video?
Yeah, there's a video of a tornado, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I saw the wind. I've got a video of the wind beginning to swirl here where it's going one direction one second, then the next second it's going another. And then I talked to the people. I saw the video at a Burger Chain where wind just blew out their window.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just blew out the window. And then like a hero, I stood there guard for an hour.
Guarding
and even
the burgers
said,
again.
And they said, real MVP.
Guarding the windows.
I'm real MVP.
You bigger
they said.
MVP than CJ?
And they
CJ?
Said, come in for a burger. So
yeah.
Were you a more man of a people than CJ was this weekend?
I saw CJ. Did you see what CJ did?
No.
Just pulled over in a neighborhood. Was he helping people or what was he doing?
I saw him.
He just pulled over in a neighborhood and
playing
started
catch and then helped.
Playing catch.
CJ Henderson?
No.
Who's recognizing CJ
Anderson?
No,
not one of our first-round corners. No. One of our three first-round corners.
First-round
quarterback.
We got two CJs. You got to be more specific.
Yeah, that's true. Not the first-round corner.
The problem
I'm talking
is,
about the guy who's considered potentially the best quarterback in football.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. If CJ Henderson was out there, he'd be getting cooked by some little kid, and everyone, look at that.
Oh, like Tyreek Hill?
Some kid running. Well, at least Tyreek plays wide receiver. He doesn't play corner. Some kid runs a double move on CJ Henderson. I'm like, oh, no.
No, Stroud was out talking to some mom out there, and she's telling him how many kids she has for some reason. I don't know. I felt like she was going to say, yeah, I got all these kids and this kid, so why don't you, you know, come up with a little something.
Yeah.
But he was playing catch with some kid in the yard outside where, I mean, he's
not
just
with a baseball, right?
He's a regular dude. He's a good dude. They say he's real tight with Dylan Thompson, who is their kind of their new, he's actually a guy Jack brought in. Mm-hmm. But they say Dylan is not Jack. He's a former quarterback as well. And Dylan supposedly is a great, great mentor for CJ Stroud.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah, but CJ was out doing that. Like, this dude does not hang around his house and play video games. I tell you what he's not is Kyler Murray. Have you seen Kyler Murray go to China and do stuff with for a youth football league? No, I have not. Have you seen Kyler stop somewhere after a terrible heat? I mean, I'm trying to think of what Arizona would have, just, you know, 117 degrees, and go outside and play catch. You know, probably not the greatest idea, but our guy see in 117 degrees in Arizona. But our guy CJ did it. All CJ does is things. He's hitting home runs in charity softball games. He's active. He's not sitting around playing video games all day. CJ's living his life. He's doing stuff. You see him posting lyrics all the time.
I saw him with Amber Rose.
Rap lyrics.
Doing stuff.
Hey, you know what? If he did something, that's a great story he's got to tell.
Was it? Because
He's got a story to tell.
Weeks ago,
I thought you said you
didn't like this. Didn't like
But now it's just a story to tell because nothing happened from it.
You don't know if anything happened.
Nothing happened from it. CJ's out living his life. He's not posting stuff on Instagram, practicing and retaking pictures of him doing
peace
signs.
You just said you didn't want him living his life because of what happened to Tank.
Things have changed. Well, I want him living a life throwing footballs in the yard.
Oh, okay.
I want him living his life during the daytime.
Wow.
At nighttime, let's get in the house and, you know, play video games.
Stream.
Wow.
Stream what?
No, video games? Do Sudoku puzzles because it's good for your brain.
I'm confused.
I don't know what you want.
I'm totally confused now.
Sudoku puzzles. Don't play video games.
Play video games.
All right. I want him to do things during the day when it's light outside. When it's dark, I want him to get back in. Don't watch TV because it rots your brain. So you just do like Sudokus or things to keep your mind sharp.
How about watching film?
Yeah, you can watch film. Yeah. You can watch film, too. I guess that's something you can watch.
Yeah.
You can stream film.
Stream film.
So that won't rot your brain.
Yeah. No.
No, never.
Keep your mind focused. Let's keep your mind focused on your plumbing. And that's what happens with Aqueduct Plumbing when they come to your home and they repipe everything because maybe that's what you need. I don't know how old your house is, but if it was built in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, there's a chance you need repiping. There is a chance. There's a chance if you haven't checked your tankless water heater in a while that you need to have the guys come in there and clean it out because of the residue that's in there. And you listen, you're not getting your water as well as you possibly can. There are all kinds of stuff that they can do. Let Aqueduct Plumbing Company come to your home and check it out and make your water get to you better. If you're having any kind of issue with your water coming out slowly, or any kind of a leak whatsoever, of course you want that. But you can get leak detection. You can get all of your stuff cleaned, your pipes, repipe, everything at one stop. And that's our guys over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238, or aqueductplumbingcompany.com. Tell Billy you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Delph. Next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you join us. We got a lot to talk about after another great weekend. of Astros baseball. Taking 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee. And if Verlander wasn't so, if he wasn't so stubborn, they could have won all three. That at bat with William Contreras was the highlight of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It was 13 pitches, and did you see how many times he was shaking off the pitches?
He knew what he wanted to go with.
He was throwing 90. He said, "I'm throwing 96, and that's all there is to it."
No, he had a bead on what he wanted to do, and Yiner was calling him. I mean, this is where
I think it was coming from the dugout.
That's why I wondered what, yeah. Which one. I
don't know.
I'd be curious to find out.
Yeah. I don't know where it was coming from. All I know is he kept going. Nope. And he kept throwing 96, and finally it caught up to him. If he'd have thrown something off speed over the plate or low, right at the knees, he probably gets him. I want to tell you, it was the greatest 1-for-12 performance I've ever seen, William Contreras. Do you see what his OPS is with runners in scoring position?
It's high.
1,200.
Yeah, he's been a killer.
He's unbelievable.
One of the best in the league, right?
He's unbelievable. 1,100 with runners on, 1,200 with runners in scoring position.
Mm-hmm.
That dude is a terror. With guys in scoring position, and Verlander just would not give in. He said, "I'm throwing 90," and everyone was 96. And boy, he had to be tired. That's where the pitch clock or somebody. I mean, because Blum was going, doesn't anybody have to tie their shoe or something? Hey, give the guy a break here.
Yeah.
I mean, by the 12th pitch.
But you're going all the way back to Friday.
That's Saturday.
Oh, no, that was Saturday's game, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not even talking about yesterday.
Well, that was the one, because I wanted an undefeated homestand. Mm-hmm. That at bat I'll never forget Billy Wagner against Ken Griffey Jr. That was about a week after Minute Maid opened back in 2000. It was one of the greatest pitcher versus batter. I'll never forget that.
I bet they were all fastballs.
It was all fastballs.
Yeah,
but that's how you got us in trouble with Billy Wagner.
Well,
he's not going to come in.
I can tell you Hall it was of all Famer fastballs, and you over. Said, yeah, it's all fastballs.
It was all fastballs.
That's, and let me guess who won that one.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah.
At the end.
Because you're doing nothing but throwing fastballs.
Yeah, yeah.
And who ended up winning Contreras versus?
Contreras.
Yeah.
All fastballs.
You can't just throw all fastballs.
And it was right. I mean, that pitch was such meat, and Contreras just crushed it. So that was the only blip. This weekend, Kyle Tucker yesterday, holy crap. I mean, do you have to pay that man his money?
Last time we said this was Carlos, just stop.
Mm. Yeah.
Pay that man. There were T-shirts made. No. Stop.
He ain't getting that bad.
I already told my dad, he goes, well, looks like they've got to let Bregman go and then hang on to Tucker. I said, well, that'd be nice, but they're not hanging on to either of those guys.
Well, no, the guy that they have to hang on to right now is Jake Myers.
Yeah, you can't let Jake go.
No.
Just doubles and dingers. That's all he hits.
Hey, Chaz is coming back, and I don't know where you put him right now. You're going to get rid of Loperfido? A guy with a couple more hits yesterday? Yeah, I mean, Jose Abreu's coming back on Friday.
Woo-hoo! So?
And he could throw him right back. Hey, listen. He's 2 for his last 10 in complex league baseball.
Yeah, I don't care.
He's coming back.
He can sit. Oh, great. He doesn't have to play. He can sit on a bench and
throw sunflower seeds
on people after home runs, do stuff like that. There's no reason he shouldn't play. If he plays, everyone's got
to
go.
You want him to throw sun? That's what you're...
Do you want him playing baseball? Do you want him starting, yes or no?
I'm sorry.
Do you want him starting? It's a simple question. Is John Granato right now? I want SportsMap to catch this. Or ESPN 97.5 YouTube. Okay. John, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You've got Abreu is coming back.
Right.
What do you think? Should they start Abreu now that he's coming back from his complex league?
Yes.
So you want to see him
start. Have you ever
seen
the back of his baseball card?
Yep. So we're starting Abreu.
Yeah.
Okay. Over Singleton, over anybody.
You know, Singleton's OPS is? Huh? All right.
Okay.
Okay. You jump on that Singleton bandwagon.
I'll jump on any other bandwagon, but I'm not doing Abreu anymore. Seen enough. We're done.
I mean,
never got hot in the minor leagues. We're done. He was designated for assignment, and he took his assignment.
He's in the Florida Complex League or something like that.
Not interested.
I don't know what it is, but he was 2 for 10 with a double. I was like, this is what you're bringing back?
Yeah, I'm not
Wait a minute. You got to get him back in the lineup? 2 for 10 in the Complex League?
No, you don't.
Oh, my God.
This is just a shout out to the veteran. It's a nod to Bagwell. Whatever. Don't ruin it. Things are going much, much better. Don't ruin it.
They actually
don't put him in the bullpen. I mean, don't put him in the lineup. Don't pinch hit him. You know, you sit on the bench and that's it.
Singleton in this series was 5 for 16, which was pretty damn good. That's pretty skippy for a first baseman for the Houston Astros. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he's going to have to sit again.
Okay. Then changes are going to have to be made on the managerial or
the GM
front
side?
Front office side. Whoever's mandating this, if it's anything other than
Jim Crane.
Well,
let's go back to no GM then. Let's go back
No, I don't want that.
Let's go back to no GM.
That's how we got here.
That's
how we got to this Abreu mess. No GM.
Yeah. No GM. Problem.
The other guy, though, is pitching pretty well right now.
Four games out of first now.
Mm-hmm. And who do the Mariners have next? Janky.
They have
Yankees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Yankees are hot.
Four game set in New York.
Wow.
Versus Yankees.
Yeah. And the Yankees are hot. And the Astros get the Angels. So now, when asked on Friday, you said nope, they wouldn't be in first by All-Star break.
I don't think so.
Oh, I
think the drive for five, you can't beat the Angels. The Angels are unbeatable.
What? That's the worst.
Nah, but they're winning at home right now, which is nice. Have they made it to 500 at home yet? I think they may have made it there.
Well, they're coming here, so that's good.
No, I know. Have the Astros made it to 500 at home yet?
Oh, 500 at home.
They're right about that number. They're getting close.
They are getting close.
They're getting close to 500
at home. Are you proud of them? Are you proud of your team
five
now?
For five, absolutely.
You got to be.
You see a lot of things offensively I like. It's starting to look similar.
They're 13-13 at home.
Yeah, there we are. We're drive for five. Just got there at home.
Mm-hmm.
You're 500 team at home now. Took quite a hot streak, but that's what it is. And you look at what the Astros are doing from a bat standpoint. You try to go first pitch fastball on Jose Altuve, stupidest pitch in history. You've got years and years of data to show you that's not the pitch and that's not the player.
Mm-hmm.
And you try it again, and he goes Crawford boxes, home run. And this is after you gave up a run in the first inning. Could have been more. You got out of it with just one run. And then the Astros throw four on him because you can't stop Jake Myers. And so Jake, among others, you can't stop. I know. Was that the second that Jake got going? I can't remember if first or second. No, they had their four runs in the first, didn't they?
They had four runs in the first. Yeah, and four Jake in the came first. Up with the big hit. Yeah, that was right field.
So
right field.
It was you had the bats working early on. And you're starting to put up some big crooked numbers in innings. You said you wanted it, and now you got it.
Yeah, you got it.
They're throwing sixes up at people, fours up at people. Like, they're throwing big crooked numbers up, which if you're going to be a sporadic offensive team, that's fine if you're throwing a four at somebody.
Yep. And listen, Eric Gedde with Hunter Brown was fine on Friday night, and Eric Gedde was good yesterday. He gave up the run in the first and then settled down. And you know, obviously it would have been nice if Abreu could have got an out for him, but he didn't. So the four runs were counted against Eric Gedde, but, you know, if Abreu comes in and can shut something down instead of giving up a couple of hits, it would have been nice for him. He did give up the four runs because those runners he was responsible for, but you got to like what he did there.
It's amazing what we consider fine for
No, he was
Hunter
good
Brown.
Until, well,
for Hunter Brown.
I know,
five innings, four earned runs, two home runs allowed, three walks, five strikeouts. Like, that's considered fine.
That's
fine a whip because, of over two.
Well, Ronel Blanco comes back after his 10-game
Not
suspension.
Over two, about 1-6.
And then Urquidy looks like he's ready to come back as well.
Okay.
So Hunter Brown goes to where he should be. Where is he best this season? Where has he been best, Lance? Long relief. So Hunter Brown goes back to where he belongs in long relief. He comes in when you get suspended, when any pitcher gets suspended. Or, you know, can't get through two innings. Hunter Brown comes in and shuts the door. And that's what his role is going to be. Listen,
can we give him a nickname?
That's
his whip is a 1.9.
Like we have
his ERA is a 7.7.
Of course, he's not.
I can hear you.
Okay.
I'm telling you what it is.
Oh, I'm because J.P. France has multiple nicknames.
No, we're not calling him J6 France.
Just Pull'em is my nickname. We've got Fromber when he
J.P.?
Yeah.
Just Pull'em.
Just Pull'em. Fromber has a nickname if he's pitching like J.P. France.
J.P. Fromm?
Yeah. From? Can we call Hunter Brown Waste Management? He's a garbage man. When things are going poorly, hey, you want to go out there and do long relief? We call him Waste Management.
WM?
Yeah.
Super.
WM Brown?
That man has a ring, Dell.
Yeah.
That man has a ring, and you're calling him Waste Management.
Well, he comes in when it's garbage time.
Good Lord.
He does come in. You need him in garbage time. Yeah. That's about it. After you give up seven in the first four outs.
It's garbage time presented by Waste Management. Bring in Hunter Brown.
He's got a green and yellow uniform.
Yeah, you know how in volleyball, like a specific player on the team has a different uniform because of their position? Yeah. I think it's libero, whatever they call themselves. He's the libero of the Astros, Waste Management.
Is it libero?
Libero.
A libero? Is that what
that's
it's really
a name
called?
For it? I thought they're just centers.
Libero is a strip club, a male strip club, isn't it?
I know that, but
there's a name
for
the center?
We don't want Hunter Brown doing that.
A libero in volleyball is like a defensive. No, the girl or guy who's doing all the diving to dig out balls, that's the libero.
No one knows that.
There's a name for that? I thought anybody does it who needs to do it.
No. They're like
more
a defense.
About women's sports
they're,
now.
I'm an ally. They're a defensive specialist.
Men have played volleyball, too.
Yeah, they have a libero, too.
Yeah, but he said in women's volleyball.
I said men, too.
No, I'm not sure about all this. And I don't think no one knows if you're accurate.
Well,
no one's seen this.
I just typed it in. Yeah. It's true.
So summer's here.
No,
we had
no
a 90,
one knows.
We had a 96.
It's impossible to figure out.
We had a 96 degree May.
You can Google it.
We had our 96 degree May yesterday, so summer's here.
Thank you.
And it's nice that summer is going to be filled with potentially relevant Astros. The idea of irrelevant Astros over the summer was brutal. Because they already said it's going to be the hottest summer on record, beating last year's summer. By the way, you know this month, if we do it this month and we're well ahead of the pace, it's going to be
a 2-point update.
And no. It's going to
where
be
do we go?
12 straight months of the hottest months in the history.
You don't
of
spend
recorded
any
weather.
Time outside
you
anyway.
You don't go out. Yeah.
What are you talking
He's
about?
He's going outside tomorrow for our tournament.
I spent all day outside yesterday
doing
pressure washing. What are you talking about?
You don't spend.
And Saturday. What are y'all talking about?
You
spent pressure
washing.
When's the last time y'all pressure
washed? That was your weekend?
When's the last time y'all pressure washed?
You talk all this about weather.
I don't have a guy named Jose or Gary or Filippo coming to pressure wash. I do it myself like a regular man of the people would do it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just think your obsession about weather is weird considering you don't do any outside activities.
Yeah. Yes, I do. What are you talking about?
He throws a Frisbee, remember?
No, I actually work outside.
He walks
I do yard
around.
Stuff. I work outside.
Like everybody else.
I don't just sit and drink
like
and call
everybody
it work.
Else. Everyone does that who has a house.
My wife was out
what
there
you
working
about?
All
You've gone through 10
weekend.
Different
she
shows
was,
this
my
weekend.
Wife was
I know.
Was working.
His wife was working.
Yeah, she was sweating. I saw her.
10 different
I saw
shows.
It while I was watching the PGA. By the way, big ups. We buried the lead. Xander Schauffele closing with the birdie on 18 to win the PGA Championship. Good night. What a tournament. Breaking it here. 713-780-3776. If you guys are pissed that we didn't lead with Xander Schauffele, get in here. 713-780-3776. HRP is what we're talking about. Now, please don't call HR on us. Because we messed up and didn't talk Xander Schauffele to start the show. Please don't call HR, but call HR&P and let them come to your business and check it out. They will break down exactly what you're doing. They'll take a look at your business, and they're going to break down exactly how you're doing it and what you're doing and what you're doing wrong. Or, you know, how they can save you money more likely. That's probably the case more than anything, is how much money that they can save you. And you will love that about them because they will save you money. If you're doing it yourself or you've got a payroll company that you're not completely satisfied with, maybe it's not really as good as you thought it was. Maybe you've got an admin company that's got a 401k plan that's not best for you or an insurance plan not best for you. HR&P will have those for you, but that's not their business. They will give you suggestions on what is best for your company as opposed to just giving you their 401k or their insurance plan. So look, you're looking for a payroll company that's going to save you money? Got them. HRP. HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN. 97.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, coming up in 10 minutes, what'd you learn this week in one sentence? What did you learn this week in one sentence? I know you can't hear us on 92.5, so why don't you download the app? I was listening to the app this morning on my phone, in my car on the way here, and it's perfect. So listen to the app on your phone, in your car, and we won't have any of these problems. 92.5 is down because our tower is on one of the buildings downtown that is shut down, no electricity, nothing, and it's going to be shut down. You see, people are going to be without, they're going to be without electricity for weeks and weeks.
Well, you know, so that was the concern out in Kingwood where my wife was, but they got it up way faster than expected. So hopefully that's the case for a lot of people.
Hopefully that's the case. But apparently,
I saw the drone footage of the major, major lines out in, like, I don't know where this was, where it had been just completely crushed. So hopefully people are experiencing that. I know they've got cooling centers. I've had that alert come through multiple times. They've got cooling centers for people to go to where they can, because the weather's going to be hot. We're done with 80s. Pretty much. So it's going to be really, really hot. So hopefully you get to a cooling center and that will help. NBA basketball playoffs. We're set on the finals. And a couple of game sevens where the road teams won the game sevens. Minnesota down 20 in the third quarter. Down 20 and outscored, it was like 69-37 or 60-37. I think it was 60-37, something like that. It was just an absolute beating in the second half, an absolute beating by the Minnesota Timberwolves in the second half against the Nuggets. And this is in Mile High. This is, you know, with the defending champs. This is with the MVP on the team. And you had a big game from Jaden McDaniels, did a really, really good job defensively. You had a bad game from Anthony Edwards, except for the fourth quarter where he came up in the fourth quarter and had some big shots. The team really just didn't panic. They played with great poise, and it was a great win for the Timberwolves. I was looking at the roster. I was just looking at the team that was out on the floor, and I thought, okay, how far are the Rockets away? They're a little ways away from the T-Wolves. You know, when I look at it, I'm like, you know, I mean, I can see some similarities between the Rockets, but they're just so young. They just don't have, like, Gobert versus Steven Adams. That's Gobert. You have, you know, Karl Anthony Towns versus Alperen Şengün. I don't personally feel like there's that big a difference, but I guess you give a little nod to, you know, the All-Star in Karl Anthony Towns. You just look up and down the roster, they don't really have – Jalen Green's not there with Anthony Edwards. There's nobody on the roster who's there with Anthony Edwards. So when you look at just a team like Minnesota, who's in the Western Conference, and you say, how close are they? I don't think they're far, but you can kind of get a sense when you start going piece by piece. It's one of the reasons I like the idea of making a trade that can help make the Rockets maybe just a little bit more. I mean, they are veteran with Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet. They're veteran. Don't get me wrong. But that's why an idea of a Donovan Mitchell, at least I'm just throwing just a general name out there that we use, the concept of a Donovan Mitchell who's in his, like, 27 in that neighborhood, who's got big experience, who is a true number one scorer for a team. That's why that's appealing to me.
So you don't think we could do it with homegrown?
I think you can. I think mostly homegrown. Well, but okay. I think he's.
But you already added those Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet pieces.
Well, they're free agents who are supposed to change culture.
Steven Adams.
Those are culture guys. Those are not primaries. Those are culture guys. And
VanVleet won a title. I mean,
VanVleet's a two-year guy.
Yeah,
he's not a. That's obviously not an answer. He's Garrett Cole is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a Garrett Cole move. You got a team that's ready. That's mostly homegrown, but you got to add a Justin Verlander or you got to add a Garrett Cole.
Well,
that's what I consider this to be.
When Garrett Cole got here, he wasn't Garrett Cole.
He's really good, though.
He was good.
He was good.
He wasn't Garrett Cole.
The Astros targeted him. Yeah, but that's kind of what I'm looking for.
Right, right. Well,
he's better than Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, it would be nice to pick up an Anthony Edwards before he became Anthony Edwards. But
draft those guys.
Well, okay, so Golden State basically did it with homegrown. Minnesota's basically doing it with homegrown. They added Rudy Gobert.
But that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Houston would still be homegrown. Alperin, Tari Eason, you have... I understand. See, I'm not really counting. I think your core is Tari Eason, Alperin. I don't consider Van Vliet a future core. So Alperin...
So what you're saying, you get rid of Jalen Green.
Amen Thompson? Well, yeah. Obviously. Yeah. Move Green in a draft pick and maybe even a future draft pick for somebody. I just think if you want to get to that level, you need somebody who's already there and not just like the upside for Jalen Green. I mean, this is 4 years of talking about the upside of Jalen Green. It's three playing years that are in the books. But the upside of Jalen Green, I totally agree. He's got great upside. Also wildly inconsistent. And I just would have somebody that I rather where the fruit is ripe. I'm not waiting for the banana to get ripe. I want the ripe fruit so I can plug it in and maybe start to win at a higher level right now, because you just see there's a lot of Western Conference teams that are on the fade, but there's a lot of Western Conference teams that are on the rise.
Honestly,
too.
What are you going to get for Jalen? Okay, what do you got to package? The three, Jalen?
Well, it's the financial problem is Jalen, the three, a future first. That all sounds appealing, but you've got to make salaries work.
Yeah, so and what so, salary?
Well, now you have to start looking at, I mean, I got to start looking at the most expensive salaries of guys you can move, and that's the problem.
Well, you can't move Fred. You're not moving Van Vliet or Dylan Brooks.
Why would you not move Dylan Brooks? You have Tari and you have Jabari and you have...
I don't know what's the value of Dylan Brooks. Do you really think that another team just can't live without Dylan Brooks?
I think Dylan Brooks is a valuable player defensively. I think offensively, if you got three-point shooting like you got from him last year, which is considered good by Dylan Brooks, then that's fine. But Dylan Brooks is only for certain teams. Either teams that need a culture reset like the Rockets, or teams that are close to winning who need a scrappy player like that. There's really no in-between. That's the problem with Dylan Brooks. And teams who are close to winning, they might be willing to, like, with the Celtics, the Celtics don't need a Dylan Brooks. Who are the players who are the teams that you're looking at? You know, that's the problem is, it's easy for me to say I want another.
To any of the top teams, player. Does Oklahoma City need him? Does Denver need him? You know who could use him? Maybe is the Clippers. Maybe.
What about Dallas?
Dallas, they just picked up P.J. Washington, who's turned into a real big key for them. Gaffold. I mean, they picked up two guys that have helped them get to the Western Conference Finals. Whether or not Dylan Brooks is that guy, I don't know. Maybe.
How about New Orleans? Sending out there to bully to Zion.
Get bully him onto the court. That could be. We got what did you learn this week in one sentence coming up next. Apologize to all you that try to listen on 92.5. Download, if you're having problems listening on 97.5 right now, download the app and you will get us crystal clear. And it will be this is the way that you solve this thing. Download the app and listen through your Bluetooth on your car. That's how simple this is. Now, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You get one sentence to tell us what you learned this weekend. And it doesn't have to be about sports. It could be about anything. Anything that you learned in the world, be it politics, be it whatever. Or your wife, your kids, whatever it is. You learned something this weekend. 713-780-3776. I didn't learn it this weekend. I've been knowing about Free Rain Coffee for a while now. But I do know this. I love Free Rain Coffee, and you'll love Free Rain Coffee too. I think it's without a doubt the best coffee. Wife gets up this weekend. You want coffee? Yes. Give me my Free Rain. And it just tastes, it just hits different. It just does every morning. Get up and get after it. Hashtag get up and get after it. Dream, coffee, work, repeat. Dream, coffee, work, repeat. It is awesome. It is the way that you start your day. It's the way that you get up and get after it. It's the way that, listen, they've got a wonderful Memorial Day deal going on. They love Memorial Day. They do. They just love Memorial Day at Free Rain Coffee. Free Rain Coffee is ready for you. Free Rain Coffee has got a big Memorial Day weekend sale going on. Up to 40% off right now, Memorial Day weekend. So put in promo code ESPN20 when you go to 975coffee.com, but you can get more than that 20% off. You can get up to 40% off because they love Memorial Day. They love everything about first responders and Army and Navy and all of that. They loved our armed forces at Free Reign. 975coffee.com. Put in promo code ESPN20.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
You don't want him to do QC? You don't want that. You don't care about that. That light. What did you learn this weekend? Brought to you by Free Rank Coffee. Well, it's not going to be easy to do.
Yeah, John, when you left on Friday, not that all hell hadn't already broken loose, but we found out some of the logistics behind things, like stuff I didn't really want to know about, but now I do know about. Like, our phones, it's on a grid that lost power. That's why we couldn't access it or people couldn't call in. And I'm not sure that that's been fixed. Yeah. I was just looking at CenterPoint's outage map, and sure, they're working hard. Like, they've restored power to like 230,000 people in the last 24 hours. They still got like 230,000 more people they got to hit. So I'm going to just assume our issue is that grid where our phone stuff comes from still out.
We drove up 290 to go to the race. We went to Sam Houston Race Park for the Preakness this weekend. Had a lot of fun. It was awesome. Thank you to Sam Houston Race Park. The Greek Fest, awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you. It was it's always awesome. We saw on 290 a tower, a gigantic tower down. It was like, holy crap. That's the kind of winds that we had knocked down that tower. That is just it. And that was a hell of a storm that we had. So our phones aren't working.
We can do it through Twitter. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Alex Malone says, I learned that my ex has our son trained to be a real C-block. Yeah, easy that is?
Yeah.
713, at Lance Zerline, at John Granato, at Del V2, any of us, all of us, if you want to send it in, and I will do this. I learned, I'm going to switch a tweet into an I learned. Reginald. I learned that it's okay to swear like a drunken sailor in post-game pressers in the NBA.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? Guys it used to be you let it slip and then you go, sorry about that. Now it's like they don't care.
Well, like, they did just you know see Charles talking to Anthony Edwards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but Anthony didn't cuss.
Yeah. No, he said,
cursed. Well, he said, bring your ass.
Bring your ass.
But yeah, later, I'm not sure.
Bring your ass and. Well, bring your ass down here. That's not
Minnesota.
I'm saying they say F-bomb.
Oh,
well,
no, I know.
We're not going to get to that specifically because Anthony Edwards did say that about Chris Finch, about how great he is as a coach. He dropped a couple F-bombs.
In the post-game presser?
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about in the presser?
Not talking
yeah, that's,
to.
But that's
presser's what, fine because that's not live television.
Well
but when you're interviewing a guy on the court and he's dropping F-bombs.
Pressers are live television now. NBA TV carries a lot of those. NBA TV, ESPN will carry them a lot.
Well, there's our
cable.
Those are.
Sometimes. For the most part, they're not. But live, you're live speaking to the woman on the court or the guy. They're dropping F-bombs.
Fewer and fewer players care anymore.
Yeah, they don't care. Mike Malone did not care. We'll hear it in Chip Talk. He was asked a question that he didn't particularly like.
Yeah.
And just wait to the end because he had already cursed and he had already let the reporter know that he didn't like the question. But he dropped a little special thing at the end that might become a drop on this show.
I don't know what this means. I learned this weekend that all TU fans use pronouns.
Texas?
Well, obviously TU, but what does he mean they all use pronouns?
Well, I guess he's suggesting that Texas fans are woke, so they're going to talk about their
pronouns. I know, but what happened?
I don't know.
Okay.
Did anything happen?
I learned this weekend that Xander Schauffele can't close on Sunday, can't win a major narrative is now over.
Yep. You did learn that. You did learn that.
Yeah. He said he learned that.
Well, it's been a couple of years.
But wasn't it better when you could just crack on him for being the new? Because we had that with Phil Mickelson for years. Can't win a major guy. He's next up. Can't win a major guy. That was a fun little game we used to play. And then that ended.
That was more.
Phil won
a lot of majors.
No, not for a long time. We got to say Phil couldn't win a major. He was he was next up during the Tiger era, and then he did. Then he cracked those and it was over. John Elway couldn't win and that was over. It's always like who's next up that we can say can't win.
I learned this week, and this is specifically to me, that Steven Nelson is not a fan of D'Amico Ryans. Considering the issues we've had weather-wise.
I saw he said something about Milk Dud.
Steven Nelson said, let's go, Milk Dud. Man, it's your time to shine. Damn all that meathead persona. Time to get hands dirty for the city.
Who's Milk Dud, man?
Well, the ball-headed dude who coaches the Texans, Milk Dud. That's what he's calling.
Are you sure it was him? It was. I saw that, but I didn't know who he's
talking about. He's talking about his DC.
He's talking about D'Amico Ryans.
Wait.
Steven Nelson doesn't play here anymore.
Oh, that's right. Where does he play?
He's a free agent.
He's still out there?
Yeah.
Then keep your ass out there.
What?
Well, stay your ass there. Bring your ass to Minnesota along with Chuck. Hold on. He was talking about our head coach?
Yes.
And meathead persona. What? I mean, why is Steven Nelson always got to be in people's... Oh, my God. First, he was hitting on the importance of a vest for Nick because it keeps your torso warm.
Well, and then he got paid.
And then he got paid unbelievably. Yeah. And now, Milk Dud, man, you sure that's about...
That's what I didn't understand. Are you sure it's D'Amico?
Well, D'Amico has a bald head. He's of darker complexion. You could suggest that his head looks like a Milk Dud. That's who Steven Nelson is talking about.
You can, maybe. I can't.
You
guys can. And Steven Nelson can. He said, hey, Milk Dud, man.
Wow. I didn't realize that. One thing I learned this weekend is I went to Kingdom of Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
And it's meh.
Is it?
Yeah.
The last one's pretty good.
It's got 81% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I enjoyed it, but I like the Apes movies. I saw it.
Did you see it?
Yes.
What did you think?
It's fine.
It was okay.
Yeah. I mean, I get why I got the 80. It's fine. I don't know if 80 means fine for them, but it's fine.
It was enjoyable. Okay. It was kind of boring.
Well, I guess this is supposed to be like the fifth or sixth they think they might get to 10 of these.
Oh.
They're setting up these new...
I'm out on this one. The special shows like Peaky Blinders, you never want them to end. And in other shows like Mayor of Kingstown, once you get to about two or three episodes into the second season, you realize there's only so much they can write.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed season two. I'm looking forward to season three.
I'm Mayor only King three Stone. Episodes in, but it's the same stuff
in
over
season
and over.
Two.
I learned that if P. Diddy can't make a music comeback, he might have a future. I'm not reading.
You didn't learn any of that.
Shouldn't have read that.
Did you
see his apology video?
Yeah,
man, he was just.
What are
really...
we referencing, by the way? Because we didn't even talk about why he's apologizing beyond the stuff that was public.
The video was leaked that shows him abusing his ex girlfriend. I mean, physically abusing, hitting, kicking when she was down. And she came out, and then people made fun of her. When she came out originally and said it, the entire, culture of P. Diddy or whatever, whoever would care about her or whatever, they all shunned her, and they shunned, they all said that's a lie, and they made fun of her. And now all of a sudden people are, this just can't stand. We must get rid of P. Diddy. You gotta you really have to have video now.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to have video. I understand that there's some things happening that aren't happening. You know what I mean? That there's some false accusations. But at the same time, how about you just don't, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to make somebody, you don't have to go after somebody. P. Diddy came out. This video was already after all the other stuff. So he looks like, he's done. And his apology video, did you see it?
Yeah, he kept saying, I
was ashamed about it then.
Yeah.
And I'm ashamed. I went and sought treatment and help. I got counseling.
He's a POS.
Like, dude, period. You don't get a.
But did it take this to learn that P. Diddy's a POS? No, he's a POS. I learned when an ex-girlfriend reaches out to you after breaking up with her boyfriend and you get together, it doesn't mean she wants to smash. Guess who that came from?
What does it mean?
That's Tom.
What does it mean?
I don't know, but...
She just wants to be friends?
Yeah.
No, maybe she just wants somebody that she thinks is a friend. Yeah, it's a friend.
Jonathan learned a good lesson. I learned I shouldn't get in a confrontation with my daughter's jujitsu coach.
Oh, I knew your story.
Well, you should have known that before.
Yeah, you should have known that, but you didn't. Double Rods, Johnny G. I learned no matter if you're in the fairway or the trees, mosquitoes are no joke. Yeah, mosquitoes are no... Any spots left tomorrow?
Nah.
Before that Instagram post, Lamont learned that I'm just going to read sometimes tweets as I learned. Lamont learned that on the Instagram post, Steven Nelson actually says Milk Dud Ryan's and then deleted it.
Yeah, he's talking about D'Amico. I thought that was pretty clear.
Mm. Did you think that was clear?
I didn't. It wasn't clear to me.
The white guys didn't,
I didn't
think
know,
it was
I didn't
clear.
Know what he meant.
We didn't know.
Look, I saw.
How is this a black and white thing where you just know that Milk Dud means
I don't know if
D'Amico
it's a black,
Ryan?
Is that a common
no,
cut?
Is
no,
this a thing?
I don't know if it's a black, white thing. I just know D'Amico's bald. He is of a dark.
Think, it makes sense.
He is like of a, his milk
but I didn't know if
ass,
you ever
like
heard
you think
some,
it's like you're cracking on somebody.
Had you ever heard someone call another guy Milk Dud Man before?
No, but I don't know how clever Steven Nelson is. So he just saw bald head, chocolate bald head, and go Milk Dud.
Now I will say in seventh and eighth grade when we used to rank on each other on the bus, like I might have called somebody a Milk Dud head ass. Like that is something that you would use.
It's very immature.
In high school or junior, if you're ranking on somebody,
yeah. So
I could see
Steven
that
Nelson, who has a podcast by the way, podcast that he promotes, decided to take a shot at his, I guess now clearly former head coach. If you thought any chance of him coming back was a thing, let's take it off the board.
So can we ask D'Amico about Milk Dud Man?
Is that a nickname that goes around the locker room? Is that a term of endearment for you? Why did Steven Nelson call you that?
Is this something that all the guys?
Yeah, is that just what they call you instead of coach?
Who wants to do that?
Milk Dud Man!
Who wants to do that? Who wants to ask that question?
I'm not asking.
Cody Stutes.
Yeah. Cody. All right. That's your
you
job.
You
want
to be a real
do
journalist?
Do your job.
You want to be an actual journalist? Ask D'Amico
Ryan. Do Ryan's your job.
If everybody calls a Milk Dud Man.
Right. 759 ESPN. That was one of our better What'd You Learn This Weekend.
Just simply
brought to you by Free Rain Coffee. Brought to you my peeps. My peeps brought that to you. Free Rain. Big Memorial Day sale at 975coffee.com. Big Memorial, up to 40% off. They love Memorial Day at Free Rain Coffee, so get in there and take advantage. I've taken advantage of Houston Powder Coaters. Well, I haven't really taken advantage of Robin or anybody over at Houston Powder Coaters.
No.
I haven't done that.
No, that's not how we say that.
That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is how to take advantage of free pickup and delivery. Yeah. And it doesn't matter where you are. Fulshear, yeah, can do it. Baytown, Crosby, Mount Bellevue. Galveston, yep, doesn't matter. Pretty much, if you could hear us, they're going to come and pick it up and deliver it absolutely free and powder coat it and make it look like it's brand new. And here's the deal is you probably, if your patio furniture out there is 10 years or older, it's better steel. They used better steel 10 years ago than they use today. So this is something that you might want to save because you don't want to buy new patio furniture because it ain't as good. It just ain't. It's more expensive and it ain't as good. So welcome to patio furniture life. So save your patio furniture or save your car parts or save your boat parts or save whatever metal it is at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. 281-676-3888, 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.